Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the sprawling urban landscape of Greenwood City, Derek Reynolds, a 32-year-old software engineer with a love for adventure and the outdoors, found himself intrigued by the enigmatic profile of Elise, a woman he matched with on Tinder. Elise's profile was sparse, with just a few mesmerizing photos and the tagline, "Seeker of Quiet Places." She had an ethereal beauty, with piercing blue eyes and long, wavy blonde hair. Derek, with his analytical mind, neatly trimmed beard, and a penchant for solving puzzles, was captivated by her mystery. Their conversations were brief yet intense, with Elise speaking passionately about her love for remote, tranquil locations. After a few exchanges, Elise invited Derek to spend a weekend with her at her cabin in the woods. The idea of a serene getaway appealed to Derek, who was always eager to escape the city's hustle. He agreed, and they planned the trip. Elise's cabin was located in a secluded part of the woods, miles away from the nearest town. It was a charming, rustic place, surrounded by towering trees and an overwhelming sense of stillness. Derek was enchanted by the cabin and its surroundings, feeling a connection with Elise that went beyond their digital interactions. The first day passed in blissful serenity, with walks in the woods and conversations by the fireplace. But as night fell, Derek started to feel uneasy. The silence of the woods was oppressive, and the cabin felt isolated in a way that he hadn't anticipated. That night, Derek's unease grew into fear. The cabin, so quaint by day, felt like a trap. The windows revealed only darkness, and the silence was suffocating, as if absorbing all sound. Derek's attempts to communicate his discomfort to Elise were met with vague responses, her once enchanting demeanor now distant and cold. The next morning, Derek decided to leave, but he discovered that his phone had no signal, and the cabin's landline was dead. He attempted to leave on foot, but the dense woods seemed to disorient him, leading him back to the cabin each time. Elise watched his attempts with an enigmatic smile, her eyes reflecting neither concern nor surprise. It was as if she was part of the woods, a guardian of the silence that enveloped them. Derek realized that he was not just lost geographically, but trapped in something far more sinister. The cabin, the woods, Elise. They were all part of a labyrinthine design, a silence that didn't just mute sound, but devoured it. In a final act of desperation, Derek broke a window, shattering the silence. The sound was jarring, and for a moment, the oppressive stillness lifted. He managed to escape through the woods, guided by the distant sounds of the outside world slowly returning. Derek never looked back. He reported the incident, but the authorities found no cabin in the woods. Elise's Tinder profile disappeared, as if it never existed. Haunted by the experience, Derek avoided the woods and the silence they promised. The echoing silence of the cabin lingered in his mind, a reminder of the suffocating stillness that lies beneath the tranquil facade of remote places.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the heart of the bustling city of Oakmont, Clara Thomas, a 29-year-old event planner, navigated the complexities of modern dating. Clara, with her sharp fashion sense, quick wit, and a knack for organizing chaos, had a series of unremarkable experiences on Tinder until she matched with Mark, a seemingly perfect guy who shared her interests and sense of humor. Mark was charming, with an easy smile and an uncanny ability to connect with Clara on every level. Their first date was magical, filled with laughter and deep conversations. But as time passed, Clara noticed something odd. Mark's personality seemed to change subtly with each date. At first, she brushed it off as Mark showing different aspects of his personality. But the changes became more pronounced. One day, he was an adventurous outdoorsman, echoing her own love of nature. The next, he was a cultured art enthusiast, mirroring her interest in the arts. Clara's unease grew when she realized these weren't just mood shifts. It was as if Mark was morphing into different people. Her suspicions were confirmed when, on a whim, she revisited Tinder and matched with David. David was different in photos but shared Mark's unique mannerisms and speech patterns on their date. Shocked and intrigued, Clara embarked on a mission to uncover the truth. She set up dates with various Tinder matches, only to discover that each one was Mark, altering his appearance and personality to match her ideal partner. He was a chameleon, adapting to each of her preferences, creating personas to suit her desires. Confronted with this revelation, Clara faced Mark. He broke down, revealing his true self, an unremarkable man with a deep-seated fear of being unloved. He had mastered the art of disguise and deception to make himself the perfect match for any woman he dated, desperate for affection and validation. Horrified by the extent of his deception, Clara ended the relationship. She reported Mark to the authorities, but his cunning and mastery of disguise made it difficult to track him down. He vanished into the city, a ghost slipping through the cracks of digital dating. The experience left Clara shaken. She took a break from online dating, her trust in people deeply eroded. The chameleon, as she came to think of Mark, haunted her thoughts, a reminder of the deceptive masks people wear and the dark underbelly of the search for love in the digital age. In the vibrant city of Kingsport, Natalie Brooks, a 26-year-old aspiring journalist with a keen interest in urban legends, found herself intrigued by a series of mysterious Tinder profiles. Natalie, with her shoulder-length brunette hair, curious green eyes, and a penchant for uncovering the truth, had stumbled upon a string of matches who all talked about a cursed location in the city, the old Ravenwood Asylum. Driven by curiosity and the potential for a breakthrough story, Natalie decided to investigate. She matched with Ethan, a man whose profile was shrouded in mystery, his photos blurred and his bio cryptic, mentioning only the asylum. Their conversation was brief, Ethan urging her to visit Ravenwood Asylum for answers. His tone was ominous, hinting at secrets that only the asylum could reveal. Against her better judgment, Natalie agreed, her journalist instincts piqued by the potential of an untold story. She arrived at Ravenwood on a gloomy evening. The asylum stood decrepit, its once imposing structure now a shell of its former self, with ivy creeping up its walls and windows boarded up. As she explored the grounds, her phone buzzed with a notification from the Tinder app, a message from Ethan, a single word: Enter. Inside, The asylum was a labyrinth of echoing halls and abandoned rooms. Natalie's phone became her guide, the Tinder app leading her deeper into the building. Messages from Ethan appeared sporadically, each one more cryptic than the last, speaking of the horrors that once plagued the asylum. As Natalie ventured further, her surroundings began to warp. The walls seemed to breathe, and whispers echoed through the corridors, growing louder with each step. Rooms were filled with remnants of the past, rusted medical instruments, tattered patient records, and haunting graffiti. The deeper she went, the more she realized that the asylum was not just a building, but a living entity, its history seeping into her very being. The app on her phone seemed to control her journey, leading her to the heart of the asylum, the isolation ward. There, Natalie found the source of the whispers, the spirits of past patients trapped in an endless cycle of torment. The realization hit her like a wave. Ethan and the other Tinder matches were these spirits, reaching out through the app, reliving their anguish. In a moment of terror and clarity, Natalie fled, the asylum's wails following her. She escaped into the night, the Tinder app now silent, Ethan's profile gone. Back in the safety of her apartment, Natalie deleted the app, but the experience haunted her. She wrote her story, a tale of the haunted asylum and the spirits that lingered. But she knew no words could capture the true horror of Ravenwood, a place where the past was alive and sorrow echoed through empty halls.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.